This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado children are getting the COVID vaccine that was just approved for young people. Hundreds of kids got their shots this past weekend. One quarter of the state's current COVID cases are among people younger than 18. Some students in Boulder and Adams County will have an unexpectedly long weekend this week. Boulder Valley School District and Adams 12 five-star schools have canceled classes for all K through 12 students this Friday because of a shortage of substitute teachers. The district had already scheduled Thursday off for Veterans Day, but the midweek break caused too many complications. Daycare and extracurricular activities may continue as planned. Prices for new and used cars are rising around the country as the industry struggles with supply chain problems. Automotive journalist Roman Micah tells Colorado Matters the high demand has driven many dealers to sell their inventory above the manufacturer's suggested price.
You know, when times are good, you can go and negotiate a sale or a deal below that. And that's what's been happening for a long time in America because there was a lot of competition. But when times are, I wouldn't say bad, but when the supply certainly does not meet demand, then dealers are free to charge, you know, whatever price they choose. It's a suggested price. And what we're seeing is dealers taking advantage of this to make more money.
Micah reports some vehicles, like a new Ford Bronco, have sold for up to $50,000 more than they would normally. The Colorado Court of Appeals struck down a 1994 state law that allows 11-member juries to deliver verdicts. In its opinion, the Court of Appeals said Colorado's constitutional right to a 12-member jury is only met when 12 jury members decide on a case. Last week's ruling stemmed from a 2016 drug case in which a juror refused to join the 11 other jurors in convicting a defendant. That conviction was overturned and a new trial has been ordered. This is CPR News and KRCC.